This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show. Our username there is lrn.fm. Send a quick contact request. It will be approved. With you tonight in the studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Johnny has been sharing with us Ron Paul's statement, as it appears over at lourockwell.com. I just posted the link on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can check that out when you get a chance. But we're reading through his statement about the Iraq troop increase. Apparently, they're sending over 300 troops, or around 300 troops, back to Iraq in response to this ISIS group, which you said was Sunni. Is that right? ISIS is Sunni, and so the northern portion of Iraq is Sunni.
Predominantly Sunni, and that's
where they're taking over from the establishment. They're physically sacking cities or something like that.
Sacking? Do you know what that means?
They are doing that.
They captured about 430 million from the bank in Mosul.
Okay. Sacking usually, you know, has a strong connotation of rape.
Oh, really?
Yes, they're taking money. Absolutely. They're killing soldiers, what they're claiming are soldiers. Mm-hmm. And they have some proof that they got some soldiers. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, like, I don't know. When I say sack, I'm thinking fires, rapes, you know, the Visigoths running around waving battle axes above their heads.
So then they're just taking out the government agents? They're targeting government agencies? Is that the idea?
I think so. Yeah, because largely what the reason they've had any kind of success in taking a city of 3 million plus the other cities to Crit and the other cities that they've taken with a small force. We don't know how big that force is. Numbers have been as low as 3,000 and higher. And the reason they're able to take cities with those kind of tiny little numbers is that most people there are Sunnis. And if they're not pleased with the invasion, they're at the very least don't feel like it's worth dying over a government that doesn't represent them.
So let's continue with Ron Paul's thoughts.
It is also likely that the administration will begin shipping more weapons and other military equipment to the Iraqi army in the hopes that they might be able to address the ISIS invasion themselves.
That's likely.
After years of U.S. training costing as much as $20 billion, it is unlikely the Iraqi army is up to the task. Judging from the performance of the Iraqi military as the ISIS attacked, much of that money was wasted or stolen. A big U.S. government weapons transfer to Iraq will no doubt be favored by the U.S. military-industrial complex, which stands to profit further from the Iraq meltdown. This move will also be favored by those in Washington who realize how politically unpopular a third U.S. invasion of Iraq would be at home, but who want to, quote, do something in the face of the crisis. Shipping weapons.
I understand why people want to do something. I hate seeing I hate seeing this kind of violence around the world. And, you know, oftentimes we don't go where we don't see the violence. But when, frankly, or I should say the United States government doesn't go where the United States people don't see the violence. But I don't see this as coming out well. And the reason is that regions have to mature on their own. They're going to decide what kind of government they need themselves. And this Iraq situation is full on evidence. The United States can't go in and dump a bunch of money and troops on a problem and fix it.
Yeah, that's how governments operate in every sphere, in every endeavor. They're always putting the cart before the horse. They think that because New York City and other big cities have big stadiums, they think if they build a stadium, then their city will grow and profit thereby. But in fact, those cities usually have these stadiums and these amenities because of
demand.
Yeah, exactly. But these things come organically. And if you just dump money into something, you know, without real support for whatever it is you're trying to do, then it doesn't come about. because that stuff's just not real. And these weapons, I heard last week that Boko Haram in Nigeria had benefited from materials stolen when the U.S. was hounded out of Libya.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Now, Boko Haram, is that the group kidnapping the teenage girls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Continuing, a big U.S. government weapons transfer to Iraq will no doubt be favored by the U.S. military-industrial complex, which stands to profit further from the Iraq meltdown. Shipping weapons may be an action short of war, but it usually leads to war. And as we have already seen in Iraq and Syria, very often these weapons fall into the hands of the al-Qaeda we are supposed to be fighting. Because of the government's foolish policy of foreign interventionism, the U.S. is faced with two equally stupid choices. Either pour in resources to prop up an Iraqi government that is a close ally with Iran, or throw our support in with al-Qaeda in Iran, as we have done in Syria. I say we must follow a third choice. Ally with the American people and spend not one more dollar or one more life attempting to remake the Middle East. Haven't we done enough damage already?
Good question.
I think so. And Iraq really should show to this generation what you can get with military arms these days. I think military solutions are just going away. They're going to be a thing of the past. And from Vietnam and up, it's been
a bunch of really unsuccessful stuff.
Wasted lives and wasted money. No good done, and lots of bad.
I think you can throw Korea on that one, too. South Korea, arguably, in pretty good yeah, I don't know. Certainly Vietnam on, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm such a libertarian fundamentalist that I wouldn't argue. I would argue against every war, probably, including the Revolutionary War. I always think there's a better option. But it's just so flagrantly baseless, the reasons we go to war now, and
well, there's a boogeyman. I mean, it's scary. They're doing something bad. The United States is the world's police, so something must be done. Therefore, it's up to the United States. Of course, there's all kinds of dictators doing terrible things around the world, but, you know, the U.S. doesn't invade those places. They only focus on the Middle East, where the oil happens to be, right?
You know, Johnny Ray, thinking about what you said there, I have to take a different position. I wonder, we have some pretty smart listeners who know a lot about history. I wonder if they'll come to your aid or mine on this one. I'm going to say that communication sucked in 1776. Uh-huh. You had, you know, some guy who went to the center of town and read something, you know, and that was news. That's what passed for news, some newspapers, things like that. Mm-hmm. And that as a result, you know, war is a form of communication, a really crappy form of communication, but it is a form of communication. Now we have better forms of communication that allow this very bad form of communication, this kind of thick and unwieldy form of communication that's outdated it. But I think that wars, it may be arguably that wars were necessary at some point or another to throw off tyranny, but now that we have better forms of communication to do it. So I'm going to argue for the Revolutionary War. Beyond that, I kind of get in the weeds. I don't have another one that I like.
Well, Johnny, I'm curious, what would you like to see? What is an alternative to you regarding the revolutionary conflict? What would be another way to come about that?
It's a tough question, Ian.
Yeah. Well, he said he had some ideas, maybe. So.
Well, two things come to mind, and I don't know if this necessarily addresses your question, but number one, we may have had slavery less, or we may have had slavery might have been abolished in this land prior to when it was, if we had remained subjects of the king.
That's probably a true statement. England had abolished slavery by the time of the Civil War.
And the second thing I forgot.
All right. What you're suggesting is that had people just let it alone and gone ahead and paid the king, that slavery might have been abolished sooner.
Yeah. And the second thing that I was going to say was simply that the kind of, quote, tyranny that we suffered under King George is nothing compared to what we suffer under President Obama.
It's true, but who's to say that things would have not gotten worse under the king system either?
I think that you can look at what England looked like in the early 1900s and see that there's some truth to what Johnny Ray says. Like, even if this had been if this had been England, that there would have been, in many ways, much more freedom. But you kind of wonder. The United States started some revolutions around the world, too, the French Revolution chief among them.
We come back with more. Your thoughts welcome here. 855-453, 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
The year is 1636, and Commander Eddie Cantrell is on a mission to find oil in the Caribbean. But how will he contend with Spanish governors, hostile natives, and Dutch pirates? 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, is the latest book in the New York Times, Amazon, and Wall Street Journal best-selling Ring of Fire alternative history series from Bain Books. 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, by Eric Flint and Charles Gannon, another great book from Bain. Get it now wherever books are sold.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing toll-free 855-450-FREEZE, the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can join us on Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm.
So we were just talking about the how in the world we would fight, how in the world would look if there hadn't been the U.S. Revolutionary War. And it's an interesting question, especially now that I have to do the live read for antiwar.com. I'm a big supporter of antiwar.com. I love this website. I love the reporting they bring to the table. I am proud and delighted that the premier anti-war website on the internet is of a liberty mindset. And what concerns me, and the reason that I donated recently to antiwar.com, is that, you know, they had some government fines levied against them a few years back. They've had some major donors die. They didn't leave them an endowment in that situation. There are other donors that panicked and pulled out when they found out the FBI is monitoring antiwar.com. Mm. And they're kind of in a tight spot. So much so that they had to cut staff with over the last couple of years, including, remember, Scott Horton used to do anti-war radio.
Yes.
Had to go on and do that on his own because anti-war couldn't support him anymore. The top folks over there, the top two, including Angela Keaton, have been going without paychecks for the last, you know, for this summer, essentially, and with the intention of salvaging the website. They're in that bad a shape. They're committed to keeping the website going. So you can go to antiwar.com and you can take a look. Nothing looks different than it has looked up to this point. But behind the scenes, they're scrambling for money, and they could really use your donation today. Go to antiwar.com/donate and donate if you would. Yes, they do take bitcoins. In fact, they prefer bitcoins. That's how I donated. They call it the peace currency. antiwar.com/donate. They will, however, take whatever form of payment you wish to give.
Coming up, the NSA will not comply, or they're claiming they can't comply with a court order. Mark's got that story. We'll share it with you. But first to the phones and the fun, we got Mike in Maryland online here. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I want to open up a can of worms here.
Oh, we like that. Go ahead.
What a mental chew toy for something for people to ruminate on or talk about. And it might sound ludicrous at first, and it's partly, it's not in jest, but it's largely symbolic. With all these ridiculous wars that we've been in for at least the past half century, but more especially in the past decade and a half, between Iraq and Afghanistan and us bombing and droning, Iraq and Afghanistan, us droning Pakistan and bombing Libya, and our support, obviously, retraining the terrorists that are attacking Iraq.
Me. I've not bombed anyone nor trained any terrorists, but go ahead.
Our government, okay.
You mean the government, okay.
Yes, our government. The government, okay.
Yeah, great.
How's that? With all the death and destruction that were raining upon the world, I want to start a petition. I don't know if it may take an amendment to the Constitution, but I would like to change our symbol from the eagle to the vulture. How about that?
Don't vultures wait until things are already dead to pick at them? I mean, they're not really an attack bird.
Well, sometimes though they get but we're there ready to feed on the carrion and the carcasses of the dead and make profit on it too.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody in Europe wasn't killed during World War II, and yet I've always felt like the US swept in like vultures at the end of that. And fatten themselves up with the Marshall Plan and so forth. The Soviets, should I say the Soviets? I don't know. I was going to say the Russians beat Hitler, not so much Soviets. The Americans.
Well, they put up such a fight that all the forces, the German forces, had to go to the Ostfront and fight. But yes, that's where the major conflicts occurred in the European theater.
Well, yeah, in the European theater, but by the time we invaded Normandy, which we almost didn't succeed because they didn't want to wake Hitler and have him send the Panzer Division south. But by the time we got to the Battle of the Bulge, we were only fighting old men and boys and a few small elite units. I mean, the Soviets had pretty much kicked the stuffings out of the German army by the time we arrived.
Yeah, it's not inaccurate, that's for sure.
Mike, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, that's just it. I just kind of wanted to make a symbolic statement of hell. I'm really chagrined. I'm really ashamed of the United States government. I don't go to sporting events, but if they ever play the Star Spangled Banner, I guarantee you I would never stand.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You can share some of that frustration as well. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I see why people get all choked up, and I certainly, you know, sometimes do at the Star Spangled Banner. I mean, I understand the costs at which this, you know, the people perceive their freedoms to have come through. But I feel like the government has taken those, like, I feel like the government has taken the flag and thrown it on the ground and stomped on it in many, many ways. When you look at the conflicts over the last 5-6 decades, I don't see us protecting American freedom or American liberty. You know, the whole, you know, we'd be speaking, I don't know what, Vietnamese if we hadn't go to Vietnam? Czech if we hadn't go to Bosnia? I mean, exactly. What do they speak in Grenada? I'm not sure. Would we have been speaking Grenadian if we hadn't have gone to Grenada? I don't know. Probably wouldn't have been speaking Arabic if the troops hadn't been sent to... I'm not sure even what is this Gulf War 36? I mean, exactly when? I don't even know. There's been so many conflicts, and at this point, it seems like it's obviously for the benefit of the rich, the elite, the military-industrial complex,
that's
the corporations, the fossil fuel industries, hydrocarbons. I'm not exactly sure what terminology people wish to use.
Didn't Smedley Butler write his War as a Racket almost 100 years ago?
I don't know.
Close to
it's
it?
Getting close. I mean, yeah. it was before World War II by a good stretch.
Yeah, because he was a general in World War I, was he not?
He was not allowed to go because of a dispute with Blackjack Pershing.
He was still in.
He was
in the military.
One of the most decorated. I think he might have. He was among the most decorated Marines. And you probably said, Johnny Ray, you probably said goodnight to him in boot camp. Is that right?
Right.
You said goodnight, Smedley.
That's weird.
It's not weird. It shows the level, the level of dedication that the Marines have to, you know, this guy. And
why wouldn't they try to write this guy out of the official history?
You can't. He's that important.
He's that big. Wow.
Another friend of mine was talking about his experience in the Marines, and there's a strong oral tradition, especially among the enlisted men there. He was talking about how in the 70s he was being accused of, before he came in, by the drill sergeants of hanging out with the rag man and, you know, little Polly. I can't remember what the terminology was, but he's like, a rag man? When did this last time they had a rag man? The 1920s? This is the person who went around and collected old rags.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Take control here of Free Talk Live. More on the way.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control toll free here. This is Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week. Plus, the NSA refuses to comply with a court order, and we'll explain why that is. Mark has the story. Our toll free number again, 855-450-FREE. Join us via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And don't forget to check out the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival. We are literally just days away. It starts up Sunday, the 22nd through the 29th. It's going to be an entire week of fun up in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. Just a beautiful location filled with wonderful people. Around 1,500 people are expected to attend at this year's Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's going to be a lot of fun. There's always so many great new people there, too. People who've never been to New Hampshire, people who've heard about the Free State Project, but they're, you know, they're not so sure. Is it the real deal? Are there really people who love freedom all moving to the same geographic area? Turns out, yes, there are. There are over 1,500 people already here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. We're getting national press. We just had a national comedy show in town here in Keene, filming today. And there are a number of mainstream media sources that are going to be covering the Porcupine Freedom Festival coming up here starting on Sunday. So there's a lot of attention being given to the Free State Project, and for good reason. We're having an impact here in New Hampshire. People are moving, and they're getting active for more freedom. And the more people can get here, the better. And the Porcupine Freedom Festival is a great showcase of some of the activism that's going on here. And more like it, what it more is a showcase of the community of activists that are here and what it's like to actually live nearby people who understand what freedom means. So go to porkfest.com. And we look forward to seeing you there because Free Talk Live is going to be broadcasting live, PORCFEST.com, as we go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We've got Chernobyl on the line, and Chernobyl, you're calling us from Ithaca via Skype.
How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, I go on Vice.com a lot, and they did a profile of this guy named Sean Atwood, who was an ecstasy kingpin in Arizona, who then ended up in Sheriff Joe Arpaio's jail.
Oh,
and he started
no.
a blog. Yeah, and cockroaches and all that. But he now posts letters from his friends in jail. And one of them in particular is a really interesting guy. His nickname is T-Bone, and he's this massive black man like John Coffey. And his whole thing is that he smashes prison rapists. He's apparently there's a big problem with rape in prison. And this guy is like, he's writing letters. It's the T-Bone Appreciation Society, and it's SeanAtwood.com. And I watched the National Geographic Locked Up Abroad. It's called Raving Arizona. And this guy, you can tell he's not BSing about his story, but he made some bad choices, but is now like he preaches to children about the dangers of drugs and is helping to try and get rid of Joe Arpaio, who's like the embodiment of evil, smug, old, fat, white man evil. And I just encourage everyone to check it out. He's trying to raise money for commissary for T-Bone to get some rapist smash fuel, you know, because the food in there is terrible. So
it's Sean Atwood, SeanAtwood, SeanAtwood.com. And you shared a link with me on Skype to T-Bone's or John's Jail Journal, which is written by Sean Atwood. He's got letters from T-Bone here talking about now, apparently there was a recent alleged rape happening in the showers. He overheard something happening and confronted the rapist and then proceeded to, I guess, wail on physically on the rapist.
Now, having been the only person in this conversation that spent any time in prison. I've got to say that I'm somewhat skeptical that T-Bone has spent too much time wailing on too many rapists. When I first went into prison in 1989, there were a handful of incidents that were certainly legendary amongst the inmates. I may have heard one rape occur in a cell block would be the best terminology. And I don't know. I just heard like somebody scream and I had heard that something bad was going to happen to that person. So I don't know what happened in that circumstance. And I don't know that any rapes occurred. I can't tell you that any rapes occurred for sure while I was in the 9 years that I was in prison. I'm certain some did, but, it wasn't a terribly common occurrence in Florida's most violent prison. This was a place called Gladiator School, which was Brevard Correctional Institution, which was the level 3 youthful offender prison. Youthful offenders being younger and dumber than regular convicts would be in more altercations than regular convicts. So I tend to be skeptical that this might be a persona that is being built up around T-Bone in order to get T-Bone some money. I could be wrong.
May I speak?
Yes, you may, sir.
Okay, there's a big difference between prison in Florida and prison in Joe Arpaio's Arizona.
Yep, and that's jail. Yep.
Okay, here's the thing. He later went on to prison, which is, like, bad in its own whole other way. I was talking to him on Facebook, because he's not really famous. He's more infamous.
Who are you talking to, T-Bone or Sean Atwood?
No, Sean Atwood. T-Bone is still in prison. But I said,
as I understand, some prisoners have internet. So you
So Atwood is not in prison now, is what you're saying.
He's been deported. He's banned from America forever, which I think is really cool, actually.
Obviously, we're going afield from what your point is going to be. Why was he banned from the United States? What happened?
He was a money laundering drug kingpin who was like, he got out of the business because Sammy the Bull Gravano was going to have him killed. So then they busted him. The thing is, like, I said, you should call into this radio show and get some help for T-Bone. He's like, well, I'll talk to him if they want to talk to me. I think it'd be a really interesting guest. You can talk to him about being in prison. You can see if his story is full of holes or not. I really don't think it is. He's like a really sweet, nice, kind of adorable British guy, but he got in some very, very illegal stuff. So if you want to have him as a guest on your show, he'd have to appear via Skype since he's banned from the New Hampshire as well.
He's certainly welcome.
Guests. I mean, we don't do tens. Free Talk Live tends not to be a guest-oriented show.
But he's certainly welcome to call in.
Anyone can call anytime they want about whatever they want, hence the point of Free Talk Live.
And the only claim here, I believe, is one rape, right?
No, there's tons of rapes. He's written three books about his time in prison. Well, what got him into prison, his time in prison and stuff. And I think that there's a whole lot more going on in those jails because it's intentionally made to be in the most horrific, insufferable circumstances possible. Or Pyle prides himself on putting the dogs in the air conditioning when leaving people out with scorpions in 130-degree heat, letting retarded people die, you know, heat stroke inside isolation cells. Like, the guy's evil. So this guy is basically said not to keep his mouth shut, and he's going to stick it to Joe Arpaio as hard as he can, and I approve of that.
Cool, man. I'll put a link over to – now, would you recommend the SeanAtwood.com or the John's Jail Journal link to get to folks?
Well, on Facebook, there's Hard Time, which is where he posts the stories. There's John's Jail Journal, SeanAtwood.com. Right on the page, there's a link to his – Raving Arizona, Locked Up Abroad. It's really interesting. Like, it's way better than some of those crappy, you know, reenactment kind of stuff. Because this guy's got a heck of a story. And he was just lucky he had people who cared about him, who got him a lawyer. He's lucky he was smart. He was lucky he had friends. He was just lucky, period. So, and he wants people to understand that it's all not all fun and games. And I think that's a good message for the younglings out there to not sell ecstasy and get sent to prison and deported and stuff.
Well, somebody's got to sell the ecstasy. Thanks for the call tonight, Chernobyl. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But luckily, there are things like the Silk Road these days that help make things like selling drugs a safer activity. In fact, it brings up a piece of show prep that I had a few days ago. We never got to it. Maybe I did briefly mention it. From deep.web.com.
Ian, can I preempt you just a moment? I think Joe Arpaio is a real good example of a government type who, at least partly by virtue of his association with government, is disconnected from the real world. The marketplace is a really challenging and humbling environment, and government office is not in the same way at all. Arpaio doesn't have customers that he has to cater to. He doesn't have to worry about them at all.
For the most part, he gets reelected every few years, so that's a chance for him to get booted out. But he never is because he's got the tough on crime persona.
Yeah, and he has no value for humans.
We will come back with more. I agree with that assessment. 855-450-FREE.
There's a lot of confusing information out there about Bitcoin mining. Customers have been burned by companies taking their money on pre-orders for Bitcoin mining equipment, only to receive their equipment late and miss out on opportunities to mine Bitcoins. But that doesn't mean Bitcoin mining is impossible. You just have to find an honest company to do business with. If you want to mine Bitcoins and you want to do it now, no pre-orders, no waiting, look into the Antminer products from Bitmain. Their competitively priced Antminers are in stock and ship from the U.S. as soon as you pay. You could buy an Antminer today and be mining Bitcoins tomorrow. The Antminer line offers the best mining power per dollar currently available. 20% of the mining power in the Bitcoin network is contributed by Antminers. Not only that, but Bitmain is committed to support. You can get tech support and warranty service over the phone by calling 844-BITMAIN. For commercial accounts, they'll even travel to your data center to install your equipment. Get all the details at bitmaintech.com. That's bitmaintech.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. If you like the show, there's ways to support Free Talk Live, including shopping with us at shop.freetalklive.com.
ExpressCoin is the best choice for buying Bitcoin online or Dogecoin, for that matter. It's easy, fast, safe, legal, inexpensive. They make it easy for you at ExpressCoin.com. The instructions are clear, and they pride themselves on their customer service, so much so that the back end on their new website allows for them to focus even more on meeting your needs. Get your cryptocurrencies with money order, check, wire transfer, all by starting off at expresscoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app that they now have, the new app at expresscoin.com.
We'll talk more about this Silk Road that I kind of teased a little bit here, since we were talking about this ecstasy dealer a moment ago with our caller and how dangerous it can be to get into selling drugs like that. Silk Road has been making the drug trade more safe over time. We will share that with you. You can also take control here. Let's go to James in Arizona. James, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark.
What's that, dude? I'm just tuning in and tripping out on Free Talk Live.
Far out. Go ahead with your thoughts.
We've all seen the pictures of the last time Adolf Hitler was seen in public, patting a little kid on the head and an old man that was standing in attention right next to him. They were conscripted to defend Berlin, and over 300,000 people died in a relatively short battle relative to the rest of the war in Berlin. And if I can guarantee you no old man or child shot my dad and unloaded on my dad's chest, If you've ever seen my dad with his shirt off, it would have shocked you too. But he made it home alive, thank God. But it's utterly absurd to say such a thing like that.
Say what? I'm sorry.
Patriot Mike, I don't know what his point about the Hitler, if only it sent the Panzer Division up north.
What are we talking about
okay,
here?
So what Mike said, it took me a second.
I just want to correct the historical record. Ian, I know you don't know anything about world history. I know it's that marijuana thing. You don't care about...
No, it's that I didn't pay attention in history class. Can you explain what you're referring to? Did this happen tonight?
Yes.
Okay.
Mike's call, and Mark backs up and said, I think it's accurate. It's not.
I wasn't talking about the way...
In Berlin, it's accurate. But I want to say to Johnny Ray that I happen to think...
I'm going to put
him on hold on. Wait, we have to talk about the Panzer Division.
The what claim that
Mike
said?
The claim that Mike made was that things on Omaha Beach and Utah Beach could have been far worse if people hadn't... If the Germans had not been afraid to wake Hitler up in order to get the Panzer Division sent south. That was the claim. I have heard that claim before. If Witt wants to rebut it, I'd love to hear
James.
It. I don't... Okay, James wants to rebut it. I'd love to hear it. I don't have a preference one way or the other.
All right, James, go ahead. You're back on.
I wanted to rebut the old man expatriates' assertion that old men and children were fighting the Americans on the Western Front. That's absurd and it's wrong. And Mark, you said I don't think that's inaccurate. But
he said
the record is anyway. Mark, I wanted.
But hold on, he said that wasn't just the Western Front. We're not talking about Market Garden here. We're talking about past the Battle of the Bulge. Once they had gotten in, I'm sorry, James, inside of past the Rhine, that basically the troops had been eaten up. And by the time they got to Berlin, you're talking about just old men and young boys.
Right,
wouldn't you
that
agree
was
that
called the Battle of Berlin between the Russians? Between the Russians and the Germans, not the Americans. Okay.
Are you saying that no Americans fought on the way that into Berlin?
Not like the Russians did.
Definitely not like the Russians did.
Yeah, the Russians won the race, as we all know. Patton said, "Don't let them beat us there, because they're going to ruin it for everybody," which they did. Because ISIL or ISIS, as I'd prefer to call them, they're not boogeymen. They actually are. By the way, if there were such thing as a boogeyman, by the way, and they're evil murderers that do exist, and 500,000 people did flee Mosul by foot, as last I heard. And I consider it grotesquely immoral that Barack Obama ordered our troops not to occupy Iraq after 2011, and that's why this mess is going on now. But I don't want to call and rewrite
James,
history.
So they should occupy forever then, right?
Don't worry about it, James.
Right.
Hey,
this is Germany. It's a wonderful country, Ian, and they were never invaded by the Soviets.
James, there's some really distasteful parts of my job. Wait a second. There's some really distasteful parts of my job, some things that I find difficult, and I want to turn one of them over to you. Let's bring on Dave from Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, Dave is
We're
actually
here. James.
James,
you run the show.
If you're going to bring on somebody against me, why don't you bring AC back on to respond to the slam? Oh, Dave, I don't think much of you. You've never had an interesting call to Free Talk Live. Let's hear you do it for at least once. Hello? Yeah, dummy. Don't talk about yourself and your old man. Talk. Say something interesting. Hello? Can you hear me? Dump his call, please. I want to say something to Johnny Ray. I think being anti-war as a matter of principle is grotesquely immoral.
It's a struggle. Yeah, it's a struggle for me, James.
Can you hear me? I don't care for Dave, and he's so stupid he can't even figure out that he's on the air. Why? He hasn't figured out that he's not on the show afterwards, on the Bong Air Live, or whatever it's called. Okay. Hang up.
Bong Air Live.
You're too dumb to talk to. Get off the airwaves. Hello?
See, to James, okay, it's easy to hang up on people in this job, isn't it?
Okay,
hold on, James. We've got to give Dave. I'm going to put James on hold here. We've got to give Dave a chance to say something here. Dave, are you with us?
Yes, I'm
Hello?
There.
Hello?
All right, Dave, you're on with James. Go ahead, Dave, with your thoughts.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead, Dave.
I am very, very annoyed because I've been on hold for the past 40 couple of minutes. There is a guy here in Poughkeepsie who keeps on calling me a leech and a bum in the Drain Society, which is wrong. I have a job.
What do you do?
Yes.
What do you do? What do you do, buddy?
I am a telemarketer. There is a guy named Chuck, 1981 on Zillow. I hate him. He's a scumbag. He is a leech.
I'm done.
He is
all right, Dave. Dave, hang on a second, buddy. We got to get James in here to respond. James?
James is right.
James?
Johnny Ray, you care to respond to, I think, again, to leave the Middle East to its own
devices. He's just ignoring Davis.
Thanks for the right way to do it.
Johnny Ray, I can consider that grotesquely immoral and bad for everybody's future that wants to live in a free state and live free and die. In other words, the Middle East will never be free if we don't confront the murderers and stop what they're doing.
Thanks, James, for your call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Johnny Ray, your thoughts?
It's a struggle with me, and I haven't. It's still something that I turn over in my mind with the Cantwell ethos that justice demands that you fight against the aggressor, and I've found that personally for me, I think it is in every interaction that I've ever had with people, the right way to work my way through conflicts has never been to punch somebody in the mouth. That always just makes things worse.
Sure. They just want to hit you back after that and so on and so forth.
Now, when I was younger, I felt like the state had one function, really, and that was to protect our liberties. But the way they do it is by stealing money from me. I don't agree with the way they do business, and I wouldn't give them my money voluntarily. But they get it because they extortion isn't the right word.
Well, extortion is the right word for how taxes are taken. But James has come on the show recently and advocated that for a voluntary military, interaction in the Middle East. And so at that point, all I can say is, well, I guess have at it.
And I second that. Everything that the government does after they steal from me, everything they do with that money is wrong. So if they're using it to fight a war, then they're wrong. I wouldn't be against someone fighting Hitler with force of arms or using their own wherewithal to go and effect change over in Nazi Germany. But no good will come of them extorting the money, coercing the money out of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
If the fight is a just cause, then the money and the resources will go to it.
If your means are corrupted, then how can you expect moral ends? How can you expect good ends?
And let's not forget that the whole situation there in Iraq was created by intervention from the West in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Note, the country is full of straight lines. This is not a group of people that were sort of meant to be together.
Saddam Hussein was buddy-buddy with the United
States.
They
were shoved together.
Saddam Hussein was noted for his control of extremist groups. He didn't tolerate it in his Iraq. They were, tortured. And
most of the atrocities that Saddam Hussein did, he did while he was friends with the U.S.
I'm sure there's got to be a Saddam Hussein miss me yet meme out there.
There is. Yeah. There's a miss me yet with Saddam Hussein miss me yet meme.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Still to come, the NSA says it can't comply with a court order, and Mark's got the story there. Plus, Silk Road, how is it making drug dealing a more safe business? It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is on the way. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of the airwaves.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
The first human mission to Mars barely averts disaster when a meteorite strikes the spacecraft, nearly destroying it. Too far from Earth to turn back, the 8-person crew desperately struggle to survive as they ride their crippled ship to the red planet. The future of human spaceflight hangs in the balance. Hugo Award-winning author Ben Bova and NASA scientist Les Johnson craft a thrilling white-knuckle ride with Rescue Mode. Available now at fine booksellers everywhere.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.